Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 11th day of Adar, Aleph, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Ksuvas, Perek Shloshasar, Mishnah Yud Aleph. The last Mishnah of the Masechta. HaKol Malin Le'aretz Yisrael. Every man or woman has a right to force his family or her family to go up to Eretz Yisrael, even if it's going from a wonderful environment to an unpleasant environment. But if it's going to Israel from Chutz Laaretz, the family have to follow. Ve'ein ha'kol mitzin, but not everyone has the no one has the permission to take his wife or family against their will outside Israel, from Israel to Chutz Laaretz. Ha'kol mal in Yerushalayim, any person can force his family to move to Jerusalem, even if he's in Eretz Yisrael already, he can say, "I'm going to Eretz Yisrael," and force his family to go with him. But no one can force the family to leave Yerushalayim, even to another place in Israel. Echad ha'anoshim ve'echad ha'anoshim, whether it's a man or whether it's a woman, each one has the right to go up to Eretz Yisrael or in Israel to go up to Yerushalayim and put the ultimatum to the rest of the family. If the wife, for example, refuses to go up with her husband, she can be divorced and will not even get a ksuba. If the husband refuses to go up when his wife wants to go up to Israel or to Yerushalayim, then he is chayv to give her a divorce and chayv to pay her the ksuba. Nosa isha be'eretz Yisrael, gersha be'eretz Yisrael. What happens if a person married a woman in Israel, but the divorce is taking place outside Israel? And we're talking here about the currency. The currency that was written in the ksuba was, of course, Israeli currency. But he's divorcing in Eretz Yisrael. Well, noisen lo mimos Eretz Yisrael. It goes without saying that he has to pay the ksuba in the currency of Eretz Yisrael. He married her in Eretz Yisrael and he divorced her there. But nasa isha be Eretz Yisrael, v'gersha be Kaput Kaya. What happens if he married a woman in Israel and divorced her in Kaput Kaya, which is a place in Asia Minor, and the coins there were much bigger and more valuable than the coinage of Eretz Yisrael, then no slom emos Eretz Yisrael. He is chayv only to pay the ksuba from the currency in Eretz Yisrael. He's not chayv to pay the currency in the place where the divorce is taking place, in Kaput Kaya. The obligation arose at the time of the ksuba, which was in Israel, that's where he married her, and that's the currency he has to pay her in. Doesn't have to pay her in the higher currency. Nosa ishuk v'kapot kaya v'kersha Eretz Yisrael. What happens if he married a woman in Kaput Kaya and he divorced her in Eretz Yisrael? Noslam emos Eretz Yisrael. Then he gives her from the man in Eretz Yisrael. Now that sounds a bit strange. If we're going to be consistent and he married in Kaput Kaya, you'd expect the ksuba, the man, when he pays the ksuba, it should be the currency of Kaput Kaya, because that's where the obligation arose when he first married them. The Gemara, however, says that we are lenient with the currency of the ksuba. We give it the cheaper one of the both. If it's cheaper to use the currency that was prevalent at the time of the ksuba in Israel or in the country, we'll use that currency. If it's cheaper giving her the currency in the place where the divorce is taking place, then we do that. And why is that? That's because the chiyuv of a ksuba is mirabbanan. Since it's only Mirabbanan, the Chachamim were lenient in the payment of the obligation. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, he argues and he says, Noisen lo mimos Kaput Kaya. That doesn't work the way. He says you have to be consistent. If he married her in Kaput Kaya, then he has to give the currency of Kaput Kaya, even though he divorces in Eretz Yisrael, notwithstanding the fact that it'll result in having to pay larger coinage or higher currency. Why is that? Why does Rav Shimon ben Gamliel more strict? He holds that ksuba is not mirabbanan, it's min ha'Torah, and therefore it has a din like other debts. We follow the place of the shibud. We follow the place where did the debt arise? Where did the obligation arise? Nasa isha be'kapot kia. If he married a woman in kapot kia, v'gersha be'kapot kia, and he divorced her there as well, then everyone agrees, noisen la mimos kapot kia. He will pay the money of kapot kia. Of course, Kaput Kaya is only a marshal. It could apply to any city, any place. It was used because it was close to Eretz Yisrael in those days. Slick Masechtas Ksubas. We finish now the Masechta of Ksubas, and we start the new Masechta, Masechta Nedarim. What is a Nedarim? Nedarim is a neder, it's a vow. Different to a shvua, to an oath. An oath is where a person makes something prohibited on himself. It's called Isur Gavra. He swears, I will not eat today. That's a shvua on himself, on activity. But Nedarim is an Isur Chavtza. It's where the prohibition is on the object. He says, I'm making a neder that this kikkur, this bread, is also to me. And he says, it's also to me like a korban. It's forbidden to me like a korban. A korban, of course, you can't have benefit from. It's a korban which you've sanctified to Hashem. By saying that, that piece of bread or that loaf of bread becomes also like a korban. The place where these nedarim are mentioned, ishki yoda neder, is when a person makes a neder to Hashem or makes a shvua. He's not allowed to profane his words. And then these halachas are mentioned particularly in connection with a woman who's married to a husband or a daughter of a man. And that's where the Torah talks about the ability of a father to break her daughter's vow or a husband to break his wife's vow. What is the connection between the Masechta of Nedarim and Ksubas? There are a number of different explanations. The Gemara and Sota talks about it, but the Rambam says the following. He says that as the Torah, when it introduces Nedarim, the concept of vows, it mentions it in connection between Ben Ish Le Ishto Ben Av Levito, between a man and wife and a man and a daughter. And when there is a proper Nisuin, when the marriage is consummated, then and she's gone through the chuppah, then the wife becomes under the jurisdiction of the husband as far as the vows are concerned. The husband has the ability to break a vow. For this reason, there's a connection, therefore, between the status of marriage and the way in which he can break the vows. So, therefore, it's brought close to Ksubas, which is, of course, also dealing with relations between a husband and a wife, obligations between a husband and a wife, etc. Before we start the first Mishnah, Mishnah Aleph, it's worth pointing out that there are three ways in which a neder can take place. Either it can place by his expression in full. He says the whole neder in a clear fashion. There's no mistake about it. He says, Dovor ze yehi alaik korban. This piece of meat is also to me like a korban. And it had to be something like a korban. It's something which is capable itself of being donated. What we call a dovor hanodur, as we'll learn further on in the Masechta. If he would say, for example, that this piece of meat is osa to me, like pig, like chazer, it does not become osa. It's not a neder, because chazer is not something you can make osa. It's osa already right from the start. So it's only if he says that this piece of meat will be like a korban, which can be created as in its kedusha by a person, can make the isra by a person. That's one way of making a neder, where he says it in full. Then there is what's called yad haneder, where the person making the vow doesn't fully express the vow, but he only puts part of it in. He says part of the vow, and it's like a yad, like a handle of something. It's like he's holding on to something like a keli, and the halacha is that if he does it, if he makes an expression which is a yad haneder, it's the start of a neder, it's considered as if it's a full neder. And then there is what's called the third way, kinui haneder. Kinui haneder means he uses a colloquial expression for a neder. He doesn't say the full neder. Instead of saying the word korban, he uses another expression like koinam. Koinam alai kikkurze. This kikkur, this loaf of bread is also made like a korban. But he didn't say the word korban. He used a colloquial expression or a kinui for the neder. That will also be a valid neder. Amish is going to tell us that a person who is noida, who makes a vow in any one of these ways, which are not the full expression, he used a niyad or a kinui, it'll still be a valid neder. And the item will be osa for him. Says the Mishnah. Kol kinui nedarim, perik aleph, Mishnah aleph, Masechta nedarim. Kol kinui nedarim kindarim. All colloquial expressions used for a neder are like the neder itself. We say that it's not the ikur neder, it's not the full neder, but it's a colloquial expression. The Gemara says that there's a little bit missing here in the lines, but it should read V'chein kol yadois nedarim kindarim. And so also the yad, the start of a neder, the handle of a neder, is considered like making the whole neder as well. V'charomim, and colloquial expressions used for a chayrim. Charomim here means when you doom something, you make it osabana, you say, I doom this to Hashem. Or kacharomim, they will also be like a chayrim. Or shvois, kashvois. Similarly, if you make a expression that is a colloquial expression for a shvua, for an oath, it's like you produced the oath by your with expressly. Or naziris kanaziris. And a euphemism or a colloquial expression for to be a nazir, it'll be like you make like you fully express to be a nazir. And now, the mission doesn't say these words, but it means to say it. And now we're going to give examples of a yad of a neder, where you started off making the neder, you didn't finish it, but it's already valid, because it's already like you've got the handle of the neder there. A person who says to his friend, "Mudrani mimach, I'm vowing away from you. I'm refreshing mimach, I'm separating from you. I'm rechakni mimach, or I'm distancing myself from you." And after he used any one of these three expressions, "Sheini ochalach, that I won't eat by you," or "Sheini tomlach, that I won't taste anything by you." So he says, for example, "Mudrani mimcha she'eni ochalach," or "Mudrani mimcha she'eni toimlach." Also, that is a valid neder, and he's also to have an op from his friend. It's like making a perfect, it's like making a full neder of "Mudrani mimcha she'ma she'eni ochalach yehel karban." It's as if he said in full, "I'm making a vow that whatever I eat by you will be also to me like a korban." And he can't do it. He can't eat it, therefore. "Menuda anilach." Or if a person says, "I'm menuda for you, I am excommunicated for you," but he didn't fully express the rest of it, Rabbi Akiva wasn't sure if that really is a neder or not. Rabbi Akiva was a lachmer, but he was inclined to be machmer. He was not sure, but he said, out of sofek, out of doubt, we'll be machmer, and we will say, treat it as if it's a neder. Kenidre rishoim, like the vows of the wicked. What does the Mishnah mean by this? If the neder, if the person making the vow added the expression, "I'm making a neder on this object," kenidra shom, like the neder shom, nodar benozir uvekorban uvishvua. There will be a valid neder, whether there's a nozir passing by, or whether there's an animal passing by, or standing in front of him, or whether there is a shvua involved. The Gemara explains as follows. Let's say there's a nazir passing by, and he says, "Hareini kenedra rishayim, I am like the neder of the rishayim." Well, because it was a nazir passing by when he said these words, he means to be accepting the laws of a nazir. He'll take upon himself a nazir. Or if there's an animal passing by, and he says, "Kenedra rishayim, I like the nedarim of the wicked upon me," there'll be a neder of a carbon. Or if there's a loaf of bread lying in front of him, and he says, "Kenedra rishayim, that I won't eat from it," he'll be also to eat it as a shvur, as an oath. Why is it? Because when he says kenidre rishoim, like the vows of the wicked, he's expressing his desire to validate his neder and his shvur. And why is what's it going to do with a rasha? Because rishoim tended to do this. The rishoim tended to jump up and swear. They tended to jump up and make a neder. So when he does this neder, we say it's valid. Kenidre kasherim, if he finished off the expression by saying, like the vows of kosher people, of good kosher, lovaklum, that's nothing. Why? Because kosher people don't make, good people don't make nedarim like that. They don't jump back and make a neder. Kenidvoisom, what happens if he says, not like the neder of a kasherim, but he says like the gifts of the kasherim, nodar benozir, then that will be a valid neder when it comes to nazir. If he said hareni nazir, kenidvois rikasherim, I'll be a nazir like the gifts given, or like the generous gifts given of the kosher people, he'll be nazir. Because ksherim, good people, sometimes do make a neder as a nazir l'shem shemayim. Or the carbon, similarly with a carbon as well. If there's an animal standing in front of him, and he said harizuk kenidvas kasherim, this is like the nadaba of the kasherim, then once again there is an adav of a korban. The animal will have to be offered as a korban. Why is that? Because kasherim, good people, are careful. They won't make a neder, because that couldn't be a stumbling block. Neder, as he says, hari olah, you take it upon yourself. But they do bring their korbanos as an adava, Nadava is when you say harizeh, you put the obligation on the animal. And if something happens to the animal, you're not obligated to make up for it. That kisher would do. If, however, we've mentioned nazir, we've mentioned korban, what about the third thing? What about the shvur that we mentioned in the previous case? So if he said kenidvos kisherim by a shvur, by an oath, that's nothing. Lo maklum. Because kisherim, people who are good, don't never make shvurs. They never make oaths. Oaths, out of the question. And because he added kenidvos, like the nadava, the kisherim, even if he added that to the shvur, will be of no consequence, and he will not have the shvur valid. The shvur will not be valid.